Blog Talk Radio.
ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Truck In God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
Live from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Last week it was São Paulo, largest city in Latin America, largest city in Brazil. Tonight, my favorite city, Porto Alegre, Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk, Radio, Trust in God. We're going to work in the summer breeze. Take it to the flow as the weather is here. Let's send. Very shame to say, be a very nice. Be a Thanksgiving. It's not going to be long as we are not off it. I'm going to go to Big C. San Diego, yep, New State. That's an indoor football. In fact, home, greatest indoor football player, number 12. Yes. Stateside, just look and see what's happening. Well, today back in, you know, last week was ironic. At the week before, but Duke won by one. That's the best thing they get to say. That's two. And they lost by one. So they won't be in the final four. Knew that Virginia, it was ironic that they get here. Well, Virginia did do both of the great. Okay. Update women's basketball. Baylor won the national title. Baylor was the game back to the national title. This. Yep.
situation.
I wish I could confuse people.
Don't bother asking how it's possible. because you're mine. It's because you're you. It's because I'm loved. It's what I.
National title. Virginia is one of the teams for the championship game. Jets got some new uniforms. I got to think about that. Let me take a look at that for you. Get y'all up to date. Jets have always, the Jets were the one team that me and my dad agreed upon. I've never felt that because you're from a state, a city, you have to root for that team, especially as regards to good, bad, or indifferent. And back in the day, I was a Cleveland Browns fan. And I didn't really get so big or something. Wow, it's quiet a second ago. And a Green Bay Packers. Anyway, let's give an update. I want to thank Marilyn Megan for sending this to us. New York Jets unveiled new uniforms and refreshed logo during an event at New York City Gotham Hall. First redesign of their prime uniform in 20 years. The Jets unveiled three new uniforms, along with a freshened logo. That was at Manhattan earlier this week back in New York City. And the team, along with the NFL and Nike, designed and produced the new uniforms as one of the key pieces of an overall rebranding initiative for the organization. Wins in football games, no matter what you wear, it'll do the job. Our goal was to create a modern and innovative look for the future of our franchise. And New York Jets Chairman and CEO Christopher Johnson, we believe these uniforms will appeal to fans of all ages and one that both fans and players would be extremely proud to wear. I'm extremely excited to usher in the new generation New York Jets. We've got to win, gentlemen. Clothes or no clothes, it's the talent that wins every single time. Anyway, I wanted to break that to you. Jets have always been so great to oversee Sports in Depth. And we, in turn, wanted to get that out. I want to thank Megan who got that to us. Anything else? I know. The innovative new design is a forward-looking statement for the organization. The New York is proudly and boldly stitched across the chest of each uniform as a decoration of the region the team represents. Inspired by Rentis Speed, the Jet Edge is a foundational design feature on all the uniforms. New helmets feature a dynamic new shell design and includes an updated secondary logo. Okay, we will see. Got to win, gentlemen. No matter what you got on, got to win those football games. That was the big story. So far as we know, Canelo Alvarez, they had a press conference, hosted a conference. You know, him and Danny Jacobs fight. Canelo Alvarez, he hosted an international media call that was coming this Tuesday. Okay, well, WBC, WBA, Lingerlich, and Ring Magazine Middleweight Champion. They got a chance to talk to his trainer, too, Eddie Reynoso. Last time he was in town. Alvarez comes in at 51-2. 51-2. Okay. Two draws, huh? And 34 knockouts. And he'll be fighting the Miracle Man, Danny Jacobs, 35-2 with 29 knockouts. And, wow, let me see. Alvarez has two draws, huh? Oh, I didn't even know that. I know he lost to Mayweather. Hasn't lost to the best, but I'm trying to look back on the two draws. Wow, okay. Their fight is a 12-round WBC fight. The event sponsored by Takeda, the official beer of boxing, Hennessy. Never stop, never settle. It will take place on next month, May 4th, 2 days before the days of the greatest baseball player I've ever played, Willie Mays. I got to get my media stuff in there, too. Okay. I got to do that. Okay. Do that there. And with that, looking at just some sports stuff that we have here, looking for Big C to join us. If you let me go back and make sure in studio that he is there. No, he didn't get back with his shit. Okay. All right. Some docism, some of your plans and God's plans. General principle can sometimes you be standing on nothing. Got Lola here, my man from Chicago. Met him some time back in the marina. I call him Chi-Town. They come from New York. Gave me a little click. Said, hey, Doc, got some people in town. Look out for him. She's here, Lola. And she's busy. She's getting ready to leave. Go hang out. I'm not going to let this last night be wasted here in the big city, even though it's Sunday. And you a sportsman at all, Lola? Come around this side. Come on, let's talk.
Living football. That's about it.
And here she comes. Love's going to join us here. You ever see her? Sit up, sit. Our family sports at Block Talk Radio, the Trust in God. Never live from Fortaleza, Brazil.
You can't see.
And no, it's just it's a microphone. Okay,
oh,
okay. So
I thought it was a video.
Yeah. So you say you're a football fan.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of football fan, a little bit of track and field fan.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, yeah, track and field.
A little bit.
Yeah, look, did you run any track? Mm-hmm.
I used to.
Yeah. Look, stop this.
I used to do 100.
Yeah?
All right. Go ahead. I used to do 100 meter, 200 meter, 400 meter.
Really?
Yeah.
Olympian here. So that's why you're so interested in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, I came more so for, like, career-wise for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to work, but, yeah, I always love the Olympics because of that. Mm-hmm.
No, it's because we have the – back in New York, they have the Millsboro Games, and used to always cover those with the late, great, my man, Joey Goldstein. Mm-hmm. And you know, I got a chance to meet a lot of great Olympians. I got a chance to meet, you know, two guys from the controversial – was controversial to them, but Sean Carlos – Smith, Greg Louganis, another Olympic champion track field. I've met her husband was a New York Giant football player. Got a chance to meet when I first started in the business, the great late Jesse Owens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jesse was at a fair at the Garden, and they were proposing then trying to make track pro track. You know, and I remember the interview. All great and wonderful things coming by. And we talked. It's like he knew me. I mean, asked him questions. Well, Mel, you know what I mean? It's sad. And we talk about the constant interjections and subjections of racism that black people have had in America. And he was a guy who won 4 gold medals and came home and couldn't get a job. Couldn't get a job. You know, and the words of Harold Weston Jr., who was happy birthday to Harold, whose birthday today, along with John Polo de Freitas. Happy birthday to both of those gentlemen. And two more days, a couple days now, Billy, the great stickball legend, Billy Bang Bang. And my niece, Stacy Sabine. Her parents, one from Suriname, and Anthony right here. She'll be having another birthday. And but the big ones here is right today, John DeFreitas and Harold Weston Jr., only black matchmaker in history. Madison Square Garden. Track now. Bolt, was he kind of, you know, he was kind of special. I'm watching films of him, and he didn't win. He won. He just so, you know, he just ran away from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, Bolt was really special to watch, I think. And yeah, seeing him and who is it, Degrassi, the Canadian.
Yeah.
So having seen Bolt 1 and 2 was great to see. Because like I said, I grew up with a lot of Caribbean people, Jamaican people.
Mm-hmm.
So Bolt winning is, you know, we're cheering for Jamaicans too as well. So it's always great. It's sad that he's retired, especially after his Brazil scandal.
No, but, what was that scandal? That was the lady?
Yeah, the young lady all over the papers. So, yeah, that was interesting to see. There's a couple scandals in Brazil, I think, that year. There was also the swimmer made up a lot.
Yeah, right, yeah. Over there. Yeah. Now, but now tell me, but I think wasn't Bolt at the point that he was going to retire anyway? He just felt that he had enough Olympics and... I mean, did he want to come back?
I didn't announce it until after he won, though. I think. I
believe he said so. I think it's the scandal. You know, he was at the All Star game not so long ago. One of the NBA All Star games.
And I think he's doing something else. Then he's playing.
Yeah, but I saw him on TV. Something with Puma. Well, you know, the money's there. I remember the great Larry Holmes told me something I'll never forget. It's hard to stop doing the best thing you do in life. People won't pay you for it. You know, just. That's Puma too. Was voice associate Puma with the great Walt Frazier, my buddy. And I meant to catch it. Walt Frazier had another birthday the 20th. I got to see him a late call. His birthday was the 29th. As I was here in Brazil, and I meant to give Walt Frazier a shout. The great Walt Frazier. And we here too want to once again remember and salute the lives of Cal Ramsey and Bob Slade. Bob Slade, a pioneer, a visionary, a legend in New York City media and radio, as well as Cal was. I remember we did a documentary, Black Ethics and Expressions for Black History Month, and he had me on the show. And we talked about none other than the great Muhammad Ali, and when he revised it, he had me on again. I remember the great man Boykin said, "Doc, you were never greater than what you were last night." And there was a certain part of that, you know, Lola, that really, as I listened to it, it touched me, how blessed it was. And it had me talking about Ali, and in the background, they were playing The Greatest Love of All, George Benson's Greatest Love of All. I remember Butch Lewis told me that anytime we hear that song, we think about Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Whitney Houston, who sung that song too. And I remember when Ali's 50th birthday, she said something that she had never lived in a world without Muhammad Ali. And she didn't. She didn't. With Houston, she some kind of talent. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. We told you about Baylor winning the ladies' championship, beating Notre Dame by 1 point. Jets with brand new uniforms. Trying to get some other stuff here for you. Maybe take a quick look. But we're talking with Lola. Now, Ken, Lola, you used to live in Brazil, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Almost about a year and a half altogether, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rio and Cassidy.
Is Rio, well, you know, I'm kind of prejudiced, but they had a vote and they said New York was the most exciting city in the world. Rio's got to be in the mix, though. I mean, if New York's number one, Rio's number two. Anytime you talk about great cities, Rio's got to be in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, Rio's just Rio. I don't know what you can compare it to. I've never lived in New York, but I wanted to. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in New York, but I think Rio just has... I mean, what can you say? It has a different vibe. You know, it's just the way Rio was made. There's just something about it.
And what are you talking about in the way it was made?
It was made. Like, if you see, like, Sugarloaf with the Christ, all of that. Well, the Christ is obviously man-made, but there's a lot of, like, the natural... the way that Rio was made.
All right. Yeah. You know, it's remarkable you talk about Rio. Frank Sinatra used to always say, New York City, they never sleep. I'm profusely proud to have been a police officer in New York City, in the finest police department. My first time in New York, in Rio, in Brazil, we were in São Paulo, and there was a party there. And the late Gloria Gaynor, they wanted her there. And I was her road manager on that tour. And I took a picture with a lady, you know. We were taking pictures with her. But Mr. Simon had told us to take tuxedos with us because we probably would go to a black tie fair. The helicopter's there. And I'm taking a picture with this lady, and she turns to me and she says, "Have you ever heard the song The Girl from Ipanema?" I said, yeah. She said, well, I'm the girl from Little Nemo. I met the lady who they wrote this song for. Helen Summers, her name. She's a model. And I said, wow, what was the chance? I'd been in Rio for 4 days, Brazil 4 days, and I met the girl from Little Nemo.
Yeah.
You know, Tracker has had a horde of scandals. Lola, what's your feeling on those that have been banned because of the doping and using of drugs to enhance their performances? Is that something you see as a problem that's going to be continuing? How sad is it when you see Ms. Jones, other athletes have been stripped of their medals? Is the competition that fierce that you know they lead to this kind of situation to guarantee a win? Or are they just trying to perform at their best? I always give it away. I mean, it's not so much that they want to win, but they want to give. If they don't win, they want to know that I did the best I could.
I can't speak too much to it because I'm not like I don't know so much about the doping process. But from what I've kind of heard and read, there's many different kinds of drugs you can take that don't necessarily get detected. And there's a lot of pressure to obviously to win and to, you know, be able to use your muscles to their full capacity and use your body to the full capacity. And I think for a lot of, you know, for a lot of performers, for a lot of athletes, that involves the use of some kind of stimulant to their body. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know what happened with Marion Jones, but at the end of the day, I think cheating is cheating. And I think that.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. You know, where you want to do your best or before, you're right. You know, anytime two and two comes with anything with four, there's something wrong with that magic. Doc Stanley, Sports Net Blog Talk Radio, Trust and Guard. I thought Big C was going to call us. He was at a football affair in San Diego, wanted to get some information. Lola is leaving.
Yeah.
I want to thank her for joining us. She getting ready to do a hangout her last night here in Brazil. Gonna let her go.
In Fortaleza.
But actually, it's the first night in Fortaleza, Brazil. So that was that. Trying to catch it with Big C to join us. Trying to get some more sports for you here too while I'm at it. Because last week I was looking to get some sports, and then I realized that the big thing was Duke had lost. But I'm still taken back by Zion. His whole demeanor, he shows a lot of maturity. There's no question he's an elite player and should be one of the better players in the NBA. Okay, you know, what gets me these calls now? Okay, let's get some. Maybe have some final for you. Virginia stuns Auburn on controversial call. John King was talking about that yesterday. Yeah, it's just sad that these officials can't get these calls right. They got there's 10 of them on the floor. They got the video. They're up the yang yang, and they still don't see it. And the words of Harold Weston once again, sad and touching. And with that, we're going to see if Big C is going to touch base with us. Okay, I guess not. Game may have been over. And with that, we're going to run. I think a lot of you, let's do a burp this a little real quick, okay? And then we'll get ready to close out here, okay? Hold tight. Today is the birthday of John DeFreitas, longtime friend. His first birthday in his life. How's your mother around? Loving mother Moxie passed away last year, in November. And this is his first time without his mother. Harold Weston Jr., first only. And imagine my niece, Sabine. Happy birthday.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Like that. And back it. Back to that before we close. Looking for some sports. We're hoping Big C will get it. I guess he's not going to join us. And with that being said and done, I'll have to give another shout one more time here. A little kind of blue. Okay. Miles Davis is kind of blue. And the interjection of sports and entertainment is so close. It was Miles Davis who told Sugar Ray Robinson he was trying to retire. That's how close they were. And that's how close jazz and sports are. And the myriad ideas and situations. NBA scene. Lakers not going to make the playoffs. As much as his face would say, how about them apples? I'm trying to get some more sports for you before we break out of here. How's Dewey Davis? Wow. When President Obama chaired back when President Ford, President Trump. Everybody's taking a jab at Trump. Well, I find some more sports here. But I hope you enjoyed the show. Oh, it was very good. Look at this side. We have another show for you coming up. We're looking at ideas. Another situation. Walk the room. Ask the issues. And last week, we told I always love my mother because I got that Kurt Whirling
the old thing.
What's your story about the Pendergrass who wrote everything? Two brains, never love another. Great piece by my comedy. I had the opening line with this was too short and you can work. And single time to know that it's just a voice now. Just a voice. Mo Cosell Smith Jr. here on Sports and Death on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Going to close out with Kurt Willing. It's like the whole idea of his thing. Leave you with three thoughts. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for this? Dr. Mother. Enjoy. Service to others makes you pay for your own honor. I am my brother's keeper. Health is meant. Forgiveness is out of case. Happy state of mind. Of the measure of truth.
Running used to be the way
you gotta
pass my time.
Walk.
All
last
over
one.
Town and just to see what I could find.
God bless you all.
Every now and then I find some company, but every kiss temporary.
I should have given
to tell myself that it was just a game. I'd run again to try and ease that lonely pain.
No matter where I traveled, there I'd be stuck in those walls of skin called me, and I was just a running.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Kurt Whalen takes us out, baby. Prayer is Lord Jesus. Doc Stanley's What's the Box? I've been under the question about this. Bye.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Dig it. We're going. Doc Stanley, Sports and Death, Blog Talk Radio, with a Trust in God Radio Network. And as we talked about great parents last week, we said a little something to salute mothers. I think it's only apropos. There's a lot of dads with mothers, too.
Dads.
Absolutely. Because you love me. Doc Stanley, SportsNet Block Talk Radio, Trust and Go. Now we're gone. Next show will be coming here live too. From the first time I heard what I do, but there's something about it. So, great your mother's been. You still had it now. Okay, we got to stop. Big C, you there?
Doc.
Yeah.
Doc, this is Big C. How's it going,
live
everyone?
From San Diego. Okay, live
this
from
is
San
true.
Diego.
Live from San Diego, where I just witnessed the San Diego Sockers defeat the Rio Grande Valley in the arena, indoor arena soccer. And it was an exciting game where the San Diego Sockers won in overtime, 6-5.
Overtime.
So a high-scoring game.
Yeah, high-scoring game. It sounds like a 6-5, like a baseball game. You know, sometimes you get
football
games.
It does sound like
a baseball
game.
You get football games that sound like. Okay, so you know, here there's a guy named Falcone, the most famous and legendary of the indoor soccer players here. Got a chance to meet him about 4 or 5 years ago in San Paulo. Got a nice shot with him, too. I think he's about ready to retire. And so when you said indoor football, I said, wow, you know, indoor soccer, because Americans call soccer. I found out that Americans call it soccer because it's part of the alphas of association, and so they came up with the terminology soccer. 6-5 now. So okay, so it was 5-5 was overtime, and they had to go to a overtime period. Big C.
That's right. It was a sudden death in overtime, and within the first 30 seconds, the Sockers scored, and that was the game. But the Rio Grande Valley, I believe their team name was the Raptors. Don't quote me on it, but they were leading the majority of the game. It was a 3-0 going into halftime, and then the Sockers kicked it into second gear and tied the game, and there we go. The rest is history.
But you know what that, too, is the Sockers turned around. Not only did they change the course of the game, they outscored them by 50%, which turned out to be the difference. They were down 3-0, so they overcome the 3-0 deficit and double the scoring again, doing a bit. Now, that's
right.
Sudden death is, you know, it's good. Sudden death is good for you if you're going first, but it ain't too good if you don't go first and the other guy scores, and that's what happened. How's the weather there, Big C? Let's talk about San Diego. How's the weather out there?
How's the weather out here? The weather is beautiful out here. It's, I'd say it's in the mid-60s. Mid-60s, and it's about, 8:30 here on the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
8:30
p.m.? Yeah.
Wow,
different. Yeah.
Mid-60s, yeah.
How big is indoor soccer out in that area?
You know what? It's, It's gaining some fame. I learned today that the San Diego Sockers have been around. It's a club that's been around for about 20 years.
Mm.
And they've had some today. They retired a player by the last name of Wright, number 3. So they retired his uniform. So they have some history here. They have some local history. Their fan base is growing. It is a regular season game. The playoffs are coming soon. I'm not sure when, but I believe that San Diego Soccer's made the cut, so they're going to be in the playoffs. Landon Donovan is on the team today, but he didn't play because of an injury.
Wow, Landon Donovan. We're talking about the former player in New York City. In fact, at one time he was deemed as the number one football player in America, if I'm correct.
I believe it. You know your stuff.
Yes. I believe you know, he was. Wow. Yeah, I remember. I remember first meeting the great Pelé, and you didn't. Once you come to Latin America and you find out the fallacy of Americans calling football, you know, it just ain't. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I remember. my telling some friends of mine, and today is once again we salute John DeFreitas for his birthday. And remember our number one fan, female wise, Rosie, number one male wise, Eduardo, who's the best pilot in the world, in Brazil and the world. And I remember talking to Joel DeFreitas, who's born the same one time, late Joel DeFreitas, and his brother, Armando. It's a Saturday, and I said, hey, fellas, you know, man, I'm going to the football game tomorrow. He said, you're going to the football game? They said, who's playing? I said, oh, the Jets against the Oakland Raiders. They said, that ain't no football. I said, what are these guys talking about? Well, these guys from Curacao and Aruba, they knew what they were talking about. They said, that ain't no football. And I found out what they meant by that, and I found out that they were right. It's not football, you know. And But I remember them saying, oh, you know, that ain't no football. They were looking for me to say Greece and Germany or Santos against Palmeiras. And I said, no, it's the Jets against the Raiders. Said, that ain't, it was like a song, but he said, that ain't no football. What are they talking about? And, you know, the guys knew, even though they were in America. And if you look back, the only time that football is relevant in American football when the guys kick the football. But here, it's a constant. You just see the emotion and how much these games mean to people. Had an interesting.
Yep. It's culture. It's part of culture.
Oh yeah. But I was talking with somebody the other day. I'm trying to remember who it was. We were talking about when Brazil lost. All they needed was a tie in the Marina. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was 2 days ago. Peter was still here, and he talked about when, you know, because everybody's just on the radio, and when Uruguay won the game, they said Pelé's father didn't speak to nobody for 3 weeks. Didn't speak to nobody for 3 weeks. You know. 3 weeks didn't speak to nobody. If you want, it's huge here, and
it's
I remember
down there.
Talking. Oh yeah, but and there was too guys talking about you know, and millions watch the Super Bowl. Well, billions
yep.
watch the World Cup.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just remarkable, and when you look back at the game and you show he's the Ali of football players, and Ali was the play of fighters, but they was just the greatest players of the era, and I tell the story too. Jason Cotamacio, international promoter here in Brazil, worked with a couple with Mr. Simon, and he calls me at the hotel. He says, Stanley, got two tickets to the football game. You want to go? Roger, I know the football game. He's gonna say soccer. Yeah, so I go there and we meet a friend of his, shakes my hand, and we go, and they lost. And I knew when I came back, the guy wasn't as, animated and shook my hand. Yeah, okay, you know, a little look. And Jesuit said, he told him, look, don't bring your American friend no more to the games. He's bad luck. not bad. And then the rivalries are so tough because I got to call in tomorrow. So I should call in this week. And, spoke to Evo and Monica, and I got acquainted with the team in São Paulo, Corinthians. I saw them, and more importantly, they got the biblical name. And my friend here in Fortaleza, she's with São Paulo. That's another team. And she asked me what team did I like, and when I said Corinthians, man, she just no, you're picking the wrong team, Stanley. That's not the team to go with, you know.
And look at you sideways,
sideways, you know what I mean? Family, you know, took the it's just the rivalries are fierce. The adulation and love is I read something the other day, and you can't believe what you read, but the number one athlete in the world is still Ronaldo, you know, the football player, no longer with I think it was Real Madrid, but number one athlete in the world. Football player.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, United States, unfortunately, it's you know, where soccer comes in fourth or fifth on the popular team.
Yeah.
But it's a global sport, and it's really exciting. I'm glad
it's
growing in this country.
I like the penalty shots. It's remarkable. You can't be in Brazil and not like football. Big thing now. We've got some other things happening. The baseball season is going along. How are your Mets coming along, Big C?
You know, I haven't been able to follow them as closely, but I believe they're playing 500 ball. So I believe that they played about 9 games so far this season. And I believe they're above 500, but I can't tell you the record. I can tell you the Padres are the same in the same deal. They played about 9 games. They're 6-3, I believe. So our teams are doing good. I can't tell you about the Yankees. I can't tell you about anybody else.
You know what?
those are my two teams right now.
I like as the great Eric McKenna would say, I like your style.
Thank you, sir. All right, Doc. Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, great for having you. Doc Stanley live from San Diego. So we were international. We took you all the way across America here from, here's a very telling thing for you to go. Talking to Bill Calhoun, and Bill was saying that the way Maniguão, a city, is programmed in Brazil, it hears the waves from Jamaica was able to bring them reggae music. You know what I mean? So it was remarkable. We were talking about it earlier today. Yeah. Okay, Big C ain't gonna hold you. Barry Hodges is gonna close us out here. Doc Stanley live from Fortaleza, Brazil. Our second show from Brazil. We'll be coming back to you again on the end of this week. And we're closing. Larry Hardesty, greatest African-American sportscast in history of New York City.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding. But I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. And we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Cause I'm loved. 'Cause you're mine. Don't you know?